Tere, het hingam is vaiva. That's about all the Estonian I have for you this morning.
See on kõik eesti keeles, mida ma täna hommikul oskan öelda.
I'm really excited to be here again for the second time in Estonia.
Ma olen väga põnevil olla Eestis teist korda.
I'm glad to see that I have new friends here as well as old friends.
On hea meel, et mul on siin uusi sõpru, samuti ka vanu sõpru.
And I want to just pause for a moment and just say thank you to God for giving us this amazing opportunity.
Tahaksin hetkel korraks peatuda ja tänada Jumalat selle imelise võimaluse eest.
There are so many amazing miracles that have come together to bring this weekend about.
On nii palju imesid, mis on juhtunud, et see nädala lõpp saaks toimida.
And of course I'm very thankful for Thomas, my translator.
Loomulikult olen väga tänulik Toomasele tõlgi eest.
And thank you for Kelly and the other artists that have shared God's talents through them in music.
Tänu Keilile ja teistele esinejatele, kes on jaganud Jumalast antud talenti.
But although it's great to see friends and family,
ehkki on tore näha sõpru ja pereliikmeid,
we're really here to see one person.
Me oleme siin selleks, et näha üht isikut.
And that is Jesus Christ.
Ja selleks on Jeesus Kristus.
And I have a custom that before I speak any sermon.
Ja mul on selline tava, et enne kui ma ükskõik millist kõnet algan,
I always have another prayer before I begin.
On mul kommeks teha üks palve.
So I just wanted to ask each of you to join with us as we pray one more time.
Tahaksin, et ühineksite meiega, kui me palvetame veel ühe korra.
Thomas and I will kneel, but you can just bow your heads there in the seat.
Meie põlvitame, aga teie võite
or you can stand.
You can stand
if you'd like. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. You and I will kneel. Loving Father in heaven.
Armas isa taevas.
What a joy it is to be here in your house.
Milline rõõm on olla sinu kojas.
And I ask that you would please be with your servant Thomas and myself.
Ma palun, et sa oleksid sinu teenri Toomase ja minu endaga.
That you would use us, Lord, and that you would flow your spirit through us.
Et sa kasutaksid meid ja sinu vaim voolaks meie kaudu.
And I pray that he and I would just be a mirror.
Ja me palume, et me oleksime peegliks.
That Thomas and Tim would not be seen, but only Jesus Christ would be seen.
Et ei oleks näha Toomast ega Timmi, vaid Jeesus Kristust.
That you would use us as weak, sinful mortals.
Et sa võiksid kasutada meid patuseid surelikke.
To speak your words.
Et rääkida sinu sõnu.
And we pray that these words would find a place in each heart.
Ja me palume, et need sõnad võiksid leida koha igas südames.
That they would come back to God.
Et need tuleksid tagasi Jumala juurde.
And that every person here would see and feel and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Thank you in his name.
Võiks tunda ja vastu võtta Jeesuse Kristusega oma isiklikku päästjat.
We thank you in his name.
Täname tema nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have friends who do not believe in God?
Kui palju teil on sõpru, kes ei usu Jumalat?
Okay. How many of you have friends who do believe in God, but they believe different than you?
Kui palju teil on sõpru, kes usuvad Jumalat, aga usuvad teistmoodi?
Okay, can you see the slides? I don't know if we can actually
It's
kind of dim a little bit. Let me see if I can actually change it. Okay. So here's the question that we're going to talk about this morning is who is God?
Täna hommikul küsimus, millest me räägime, on kes on Jumal?
There are many different ways of understanding God.
On erinevaid viise, kuidas Jumalat mõista.
But there are five most common ways.
Aga on viis kõige tavalisemat viisi.
And when we go to the next slide, I'll just go like this to give you the signal.
Kui me läheme järgmise slaidi juurde.
What are the five most popular beliefs in the world?
Millised on viis maailma kõige populaarsemat uskumust?
What do you think?
Mida te arvate?
Sure, Christianity is one.
Kristlus on üks.
But the majority of Christianity is actually just one denomination. Did you know that?
Kuid enamus kristluskonda on vaid üks konfessioon. Kas te teadsite seda?
It's actually Catholicism. Did you know that?
See on tegelikult Rooma katoliku kirik.
What else do people believe? Christianity, what else?
Mida veel inimesed usuvad peale kristluse?
Sure, Islam is a very big religion.
Islam on väga suur religioon.
So that's the question, is Allah God?
Ja küsimus on see, et kas Allah on Jumal?
Or is Jesus God?
Või on Jeesus Jumal?
Because you can't have both.
Sest mõlemad korraga ei saa.
The Quran says that God has no son. Did you know that?
Sest Quran ütleb, et Jumalal ei ole poega. Kas te teadsite seda?
There are many similar things in the Quran.
Quranis on palju sarnaseid asju.
But that's one that divides that religion from Christianity.
Aga see on üks, mis tõmbab vaheseina kristluse vahele.
What are the other religions that are common?
Mis on teised religioonid või uskumused, mis on tavalised?
Buddhism, sure.
Buddhism.
Any others?
Veel midagi?
Sure, atheism or non-belief.
Ateism või mitte uskumine.
So atheism, how does atheism believe that everything was created or appeared? What do they believe?
Kuidas usuvad ateistid, kuidas kõik sai alguse?
Evolution, sure.
Evolutsioon.
Right? Things exist for survival, right?
Asjad on lihtsalt olemas selleks, et ellu jääda.
To pass on the genome, so to speak.
Et kuidagi genoomi edasi anda.
And what's the last belief that's the most common?
Ja milline on viimane, kõige tavalisem uskumus?
Hinduism, right?
Hinduism.
So that's the question. Of these five beliefs, what is the truth?
Nii on küsimus, et mis sellest viiest uskumusest on tõsi?
And how do you decide?
Ja kuidas otsustada?
Maybe it's just what you grew up with?
Võibolla sa oled lihtsalt sellega koos üles kasvanud.
How do you make the decision of what is truth?
Kuidas teha otsus, mis on tõde?
And how would you explain that to someone else?
Ja kuidas sa seda selgitad kellelegi teisele?
This is a very interesting quote that I really enjoy about making that decision.
Siin on üks väga huvitav tsitaat.
And I'll let Thomas read it.
Kuidas teha otsust? Jumal ei sunni inimest lahti ütlema uskmatusest. Inimese ette on asetatud valgus ja pimedus, tõde ja vale. Ta peab otsustama, kumba vastu võtta. Inimesele on antud võime eristada õigust valest. Jumal ei soovi, et otsustus tuleks teha hetke mulje ajal. Otsustada tuleb tõendite põhjal.
So God does not want us to decide with our feelings.
Jumal ei taha, et me otsustaksime tunnete põhjal.
But by the weight of evidence.
Vaid tõendite alusel.
That's what many people are asking me now during the whole pandemic.
See on see, mida paljud inimesed kogu selle pandeemia ajal on minu käest küsinud.
What should I do to keep myself healthy if I get the coronavirus? And if I do get sick, how can I overcome it?
Mida ma peaksin tegema, et olla terve ja mitte saada viirust? Ja kui ma olen nakatunud, siis mida ma pean tegema, et sellest üle saada?
So we deal with that all the time as physicians, is where is the evidence?
Arstidena me tegeleme kogu aeg sellega, mis on tõendid.
And of course we try to arrange things so that there cannot be the effect of bias or placebo.
Ja me üritame kogu aeg niimoodi teha, et ei oleks lihtsalt placebo efekti.
Because of course when mom makes you some delicious hot soup when you're sick, that is going to cure you.
Sest loomulikult, kui ema teeb sulle maitsvat suppi, kui sa oled haige, siis see tervendab sind.
Simply because of the relationship you have with your mom.
Sellepärast, et sul on suhe oma emaga.
But does the soup really help you?
Aga kas supp tegelikult aitab sind?
How would you know?
Kuidas sa tead?
Maybe you'd have to give something that tastes the same as the soup served by someone else, right?
Võib-olla pead andma midagi sellist, mis maitseb nagu supp, aga mida keegi teine sulle annab.
So where is the evidence?
Kus on tõendusmaterjal?
Is there evidence that Jesus Christ is God?
Kas on tõendid selle kohta, et Jeesus Kristus on Jumal?
Is there evidence that the Bible gives the accurate description of creation?
Kas on tõendid selle kohta, et Piibel räägib loomisest tõepäraselt?
Or is evolution correct? Is there evidence for evolution?
Või on tõendid oppis evolutsiooni poolt?
Let's find out.
Vaatame.
This is the Christian worldview.
See on kristlik maailmavaade.
And it says that God created everything.
See ütleb, et Jumal lõi kõik.
Is that a big statement?
Kas see on suur ütlemine?
That everything we see was created by a supreme being.
Et kõik, mis me näeme, on ülima olendi loodu.
And does that require evidence?
Ja kas see nõuab tõendeid?
What do you think?
Mis te arvate?
Sure, I think it does. That's a big statement.
Loomulikult, sest et see on suur väide.
Just like Allah created everything.
Nii nagu ka Allah on kõik
or
loonud.
Everything came from the Big Bang.
Või kõik on suure paugu tagajärg.
Those are big statements.
Need on suured väited.
Or maybe it wasn't God, maybe it was Krishna or Kali.
Võibolla see ei olnud Jumal, vaid Krishna või Kali.
Those are very popular Hindu gods.
Kes on väga populaarsed Hindu jumalad.
So the first thing in the Christian view that God created,
et esimene asi, mis on kristlikus maailmavaates, on see, et Jumal lõi kõik.
Was light.
Jumal lõi valguse kõigepealt.
However, there's another description that I want you to see.
Aga on üks veel üks kirjeldus.
That the light was good. Hea.
Selle öeldakse, et Jumal oli valgus oli hea.
So in the Christian worldview, the supreme being or God creates things for good purposes.
Kristlikus maailmapildis ülim olemine, et Jumal loob asju headena.
That's important because in other religions there is a balance of good and evil.
See on oluline, sest teistes religioonides on selline tasakaal hea ja kurja vahel.
For example, in the Hindu religion, Kali is the goddess of destruction.
Näiteks Hindu religioonis Kali on hävituse jumalanna.
Here's another statement from the Christian worldview.
Veel üks väide kristlikust maailmavaatest. Sest nõnda ütleb Issand taevaste looja, tema, kes on Jumal, maa vormija ning valmistaja, tema selle rajaja ei ole loonud seda tühjaks, vaid on valmistanud selle, et seal elataks. Mina olen Issand ja kedagi teist ei ole.
In the evolutionary understanding,
evolutsiooni maailma vaates,
things exist for their own survival.
Asjad on olemas sellepärast, et lihtsalt elada.
In fact, it's called survival of the fittest, right?
See nimetatakse kõige tugevama ellujäämiseks.
And they are all competing against each other for food, for resources, things like that, right?
Ja kõik konkureerivad omavahel toidu ja muude resursside pärast.
But what's interesting, with this verse, we find that God creates the world for who?
Aga siin on huvitav näha, et Jumal lõi maailma kelle jaoks?
Who's the world for?
Kelle jaoks on maailm loodud?
It's for man, right? It was created to be inhabited.
See on inimese jaoks, selleks, et seal elataks.
But is there evidence for that?
Kuid kas selle jaoks on olemas tõendusmaterjale?
God creates the sun, right?
Jumal loob päikese.
And did you know, if we were a little closer to the sun,
or
a little farther away, there would be no life on earth. Did you know that?
Kui me oleksime päikesest veidi lähemal, veidi kaugemal, siis ei oleks maa peal elu.
Even the moon, if you just mess with the orbit a little bit, again, we'd all be flooded with water.
Isegi kui me kuu orbiidiga natukene tegutseksime, siis oleksid igal pool üleujutused.
And of course we have the oceans, the fishes that were created in the Christian worldview.
Kristlikus maailmavaates on loodud maailmameri ja kalad selle sees.
Then the God creates the birds.
Siis loob Jumal linnud.
And then he creates on the last day the land animals.
Ja viimasel päeval loob siis maaloomad.
Now, when you look at the evolutionary worldview, why does this guy have claws and fangs?
Kui te vaatate evolutsioonilist maailmapilti, siis miks sellel tüübil on teravad küüned ja kihvad?
Why?
Miks?
So he can tear and eat meat, right?
Nii et ta saab liha rebida ja süüa.
So evolution says that the characteristics that animals have are for their survival.
Evolutsioon ütleb, et need omadused, mis loomadel on, on sellepärast, et nad läksid ellu.
So they can pass on their genome, right?
Et nad saaksid oma geene edasi anda.
And do we see that?
Ja kas me näeme seda?
We do, but not always.
Me näeme seda, aga mitte alati.
If you wanted to get away from this guy, you would either have to run or hide.
Kui sa tahaksid sellest tüübist eemal olla, sa peaksid kas põgenema või ennast ära peitma.
And in order to hide effectively, you have to blend in with your surroundings, right?
Ja selleks, et edukalt ennast ära peita, sa pead kuidagi sulandama ümbruskonda.
The only problem is that's not the case with some animals.
Kuid mõne loomadega ei ole see just nii.
It's hard to hide in the savanna with a tuxedo.
Aga ülikonnaga on raske savannis ennast ära peita.
And what we also see with other animals is that they have characteristics designed not for their own survival, but for your survival.
Ja näha, et mõnede loomade puhul nende iseloomuomadused ei ole mitte selleks, et ise ellu jääda, vaid sina võiksid ellu jääda.
How many people are dog lovers?
Kui paljud armastavad koeri?
All right, any cat lovers?
Või kasse?
Anyone love them both?
Kes armastab mõlemat?
Anyone love neither? No, don't raise your hand. So, what's very interesting
mis on väga huvitav,
is if you are an older person and you have high blood pressure.
Kui te olet vanem inimene ja teil on kõrge vererõhk.
Did you know that just a little time with this guy will lower your blood pressure?
Kas te teadsite, et ainult natuke aega selle tüübiga alandab sinu vererõhku?
And of course that's important because blood pressure is the number one risk factor for stroke.
Ja see on oluline, sest et kõrge vererõhk on südame ravanduse kõige suurem riskifaktor.
It's also one of the major four risk factors for heart attack.
Insuldi ja südame ravanduse.
But if you are not old, let's say you're very young.
Aga kui sa oled noor, mitte vana.
Did anyone here grow up with a dog in the house?
Kas keegi kasvas üles koeraga kodus?
So if you actually grew up with this animal,
nii et kui te olete koeraga koos üles kasvanud,
did you know that the intestinal flora you have is 100% different from another person?
Kas te teadsite, et teie sise mikrofloora on täiesti teistsugune kui teistel inimestel?
People say, well, how does that happen?
Inimesed küsivad, et kuidas see juhtus.
Just put a puppy around a baby and you'll see how it happens.
Just kui panete kutsika lapse kõrval, siis te näete, kuidas see juhtub.
And that child who grows up with the dog has a stronger immune system. Did you know that?
Ja see laps, kes on koeraga koos üles kasvanud, tal on tugevam immuunsüsteem.
That child has less autoimmune diseases, less allergies, less asthma.
Tal on vähem autoimmuunhaigusi, vähem allergeid, vähem astmat.
Why is that?
Miks see nii on?
This dog has characteristics that benefit you and I.
Sellel koeral on tunnuseid, mis on sinule kasulikud.
That dog actually increases your survival and not its own.
See koer tõstab sinu ellujäämise võimalusi, mitte see enda oma.
God makes things good.
Jumal teeb asjad heaks.
In the Christian worldview.
Kristlikus maailmavaldis.
But let's take a look.
Aga vaatame veel.
The final day of creation in the Bible, he creates mankind.
Viimasel loomispäeval Jumal loob inimkonna.
What's very interesting is what he says after that.
Ja mis on väga huvitav, peale seda ta ütleb.
It's very good.
Kõik on väga hea.
Now, let's take a look at mankind.
Vaatame inimkonda.
And God has all of creation and the animals for their benefit.
Jumal on loonud kogu loodu ja loomad inimkonna heaks.
The animals aren't just surviving on their own, but they are for mankind.
Nad lihtsalt ei ela ise, vaid nad on inimkonna jaoks.
Let's take a look at things that perhaps are not living.
Vaatame võib-olla asju, mis ei ole elusid.
Because if the Bible says the earth was made for mankind, that's not just the living things, right? The earth has living and non-living things.
Piibel ütles, et Jumal lõi maailma elamiseks, aga seal on nii elusaid kui elutud asju.
How many of you enjoyed the winter in Estonia just recently?
Paljudele meeldib viimatine Eesti talv.
I heard that it was very mild and that you didn't have much snow.
Ma kuulsin, et see oli väga pehme ja ei olnud palju lund.
How many people love the snow?
Kui paljudele meeldib lumi?
How many people say, oh please, no more snow?
Kes ütlevad, oh palun, mitte enam lund.
Take me to Hawaii, right?
Viige mind Hawaiile.
But what's interesting is the Bible says that there is a secret in the snow.
Aga on huvitav, et Piibel ütleb, et lumes on oma saladus.
And what is snow?
Mis on lumi?
It's just water, right?
See on vesi.
And what's water for?
Ja mille jaoks on vesi?
Plants for drinking, right? Skiing maybe, I don't know.
Taimede jaoks, joomise jaoks, võib-olla susatamise jaoks.
But the Bible says that there is a secret in the snow.
Piibel ütleb, et lumes on saladus.
And remember, in the Christian worldview, what is everything for?
Ja kristlikus maailma vaates, mille jaoks kõik on?
For who?
Kelle jaoks?
For man, right?
Inimese jaoks.
But is that the case?
Aga on see siis tõesti nii?
So we have snow, which is just frozen water, right?
Meil on lumi, mis on lihtsalt külmunud vesi.
And from an evolutionary standpoint, it's just for plant life, animal life, right?
Evolutsiooniliselt vaatenurgast on see vaid taimede ja loomade eluks.
But if you look closely,
aga kui sa vaatad lähemalt,
you find the secret of the snow.
Sa leiad lume saladuse.
Did you know that every snowflake is different?
Kas te teadsite, et iga lumehelves on erinev?
But did you know that every snowflake is based on a mathematical equation?
Aga kas te teadsite, et iga lumehelves on vastab matemaatilisele valemile?
Can someone tell me what number the equation is based on?
Millisel numbril see valem põhineb?
What number is it based on? Six, sure.
Number 6.
That's easy to see.
Seda on lihtne näha.
The pattern of each snowflake is based on the hexagon, right?
Iga lumehelbe muster põhineb siis kuusnurgal.
And you actually love geometry.
Ja sulle meeldib geomeetria.
Your brain and your sense of aesthetics thrives on order and symmetry.
Meie aju vajab korda ja sümmeetriat.
And can you remind me what day of creation was man created?
Millisel päeval inimene loodi?
Oh. It was the sixth day, wasn't it?
Kuues päev, kas polnud?
Huh. Is this just to water the ground? The most beautiful patterns and all of them different.
Kõige ilusamad mustrid ja kõik erinevad.
Just to water your plant.
Lihtsalt vesi taimede jaoks.
Really?
Kas tõesti?
I don't think so.
Mina nii ei arva.
When you consider the fact that the snowflake forms by removing energy from the system, right?
Kui me mõtleme selle peale, et lumehelves tekib siis, kui me süsteemist võtame energiat välja.
The second law of thermodynamics says from a system, when you remove energy from it, you go from order to chaos. Did you know that?
Termodünaamika teine seadus ütleb, et kui te süsteemist energiat viite välja, siis korras saab kaos.
But snowflake formation is the reverse of that. Do you realize that?
Aga lumehelve moodustamine on selle vastupidine.
As you remove energy from the system, it becomes more ordered.
Kui süsteemist energiat välja viia, siis tekib rohkem korda.
Incredible.
Uskumatu.
The secret of the snow.
Lume saladus.
What's interesting is that they're not exactly sure how snowflakes are created, even to this day.
Mis on huvitav, et teadlased siiani ei teada täpselt, kuidas lumehelved tekivad.
They think it has to do with freezing and cooling back and forth.
Nad arvavad, et see tekib kuidagi külmumise ja jahutamise teel.
But how can random forces create something perfectly ordered?
Aga kuidas juhuslikud jõud saavad luua midagi täiuslikku korrapärast?
Imagine if you were in the forest.
Kujutage ette, et olete metsas.
And you were going on a walk and you found a watch.
Ja te leiate kella sealt.
And you looked at the watch.
Ja te vaatate kella.
And you would say, oh, you know, that watch just randomly came together.
Ütlete, et see kell juhuslikult tekkis siin.
That's impossible, right?
See on võimatu.
Because you can see order, symmetry and patterns, right?
Sest te näete korda, symmeetrit ja mustreid.
So why would we think this is just the subject of random forces?
Miks me arvame, et see on siis juhuslike jõudude tulemus?
Let's take a look at another Bible verse.
Vaatame veel ühte piibli teksti.
I'll have Thomas read that.
Sa lased tärgata rohu loomadele ja orased inimeste tarbeks, et tuua leiba välja maa seest ja veini, mis rõõmustab inimese südant, õli, et panna tema pale läikima ja leiba, et kinnitada inimese südant.
So not just the snow, not just the animals, but the plants are for who?
Mitte ainult lumi, mitte ainult loomad, vaid ka taimed on kelle jaoks.
Who are the plants for?
Kelle jaoks on taimed?
For the service of man.
Inimese teenimiseks.
One would think that it's pretty much just the animals, right, for the plants.
Võiks mõelda, et taimed on ainult loomade jaoks.
Because, you know, we're supposed to eat like fish and chicken and meat, right?
Sest meie peaksime sööma kala ja kana ja liha.
That's another lecture.
See on üks eraldi loengu teema.
But again, is there evidence that the plant life is for mankind?
Kui kas on tõenud selle jaoks, et taimed on inimkonna jaoks?
And I don't want an answer that's like, oh, it's just for everybody.
Mulle ei meeldi vastus, see on kõige jaoks.
Because in the Bible, it says the earth was created to be inhabited by mankind.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et maa loodi inimese jaoks, et seal elada.
I want to see some evidence of that.
Ma tahan selle jaoks näha tõendud materjali.
I want to know which of these five worldviews is the truth.
Mina tahan teada, milline nendest viiest maailmapildist on õige.
Here's another Bible verse.
Siin veel üks piiblisalm.
Go ahead and read that, Thomas.
Aga küsi ometi loomadelt, et need õpetaksid sind ja taeva lindudelt, et need annaksid sulle teada. Või kõnele maale, et ta teeks sind targaks ja et merekallad jutustaksid sulle. Kes neist kõigist ei tea, et seda on teinud Issanda käsi?
So, does anyone here, have they ever had like a pet fish? Anyone had a pet fish?
Kas kellelgi on olnud akvaariumi kala?
And did your fish ever talk to you?
Kas kalad rääksid kunagi sinuga?
Did your fish ever talk to you, anyone? You didn't hear anything, right?
But rääkis, aga ei kuulnud.
This Bible verse says that the animals, the fish, the birds, and the plants will all teach you, right? And they will talk to you.
Aga see piiblisalm räägib, et loomad ja kalad ja kõik need õpetavad.
In fact, the Bible says that they will tell you who the Creator is.
Piibel ütleb, nad räägivad, kes on looja.
They will tell you the answer to our first question, which was,
Nad annavad vastuse
Jumal.
Esimesele küsimusele.
Right? They will answer that question.
Nad vastavad sellele küsimusele.
But you know, I had pets and I even had a pet fish and they just said that's really all they said.
Mul on lemmikloomad olnud ja mul on isegi olnud kalad ja nemad
teavad ainult. So is this symbolic maybe?
Kas see on sümboolne?
Are the plants really there for the service of man?
Kas taimed on tõesti inimeste teenimiseks?
Are the animals there to teach you who is God?
Kas loomad on selleks, et õpetada, kes on Jumal?
Or is this all just random?
Või on see ainult juhuslik?
Are they there for themselves?
Kas on nad ainult ise enda jaoks?
Let's find out.
Leiame üles.
Who here likes flowers?
Kellele meeldivad lilled?
All right, everybody likes flowers. But why do you like flowers?
Aga miks teile meeldivad lilled?
What about flowers do you like?
Millised lilled teile meeldivad?
But in what way? There's three specific things about flowers that attracts human beings to them.
Lilles on kolm asja, mis inimestele meeldivad.
Colors, yes, värv. Many different colors.
Palju erinevad värve.
And it's colors that you like. Did you know that even colors have an effect on your physiology?
Kas te teadsite, et värvidel on toime teie füsioloogiale?
They can actually change emotions.
Nad suudavad muuta emotsioone.
And so it's not just colors, but it's colors that you like.
mitte ainult värvid, vaid just need värvid, mis teile meeldivad.
So colors, why else do you like flowers?
Miks teile veel meeldivad lilled?
The smell, sure, the fragrance.
Lõhn.
The flowers generally smell pretty nice.
Üldiselt lilled lõhnavad päris hästi.
What else do you like about flowers?
Mis veel teile meeldib lillede juures?
They are beautiful.
Nad on ilusad.
In what way are they beautiful though?
Millisel viisil nad on ilusad?
Yes, the shape and the symmetry.
Kuju ja symmetria.
Who knows what the Fibonacci series is?
Kes teab, mis on Fibonacci järjestus?
Anyone? It's a series of numbers.
See on numbrite järjestus.
And a pattern that you love as a human being.
Ja see on muster, mis inimestele meeldib.
You can see that in the pattern of a sunflower.
Seda võib näha päevalille mustris.
You can see it in how ferns branch.
Seda võib näha nii, kuidas sõnajalad kasvavad.
You can see it in a nautilus shell.
Või siis teokarbis.
You can see it in the lightning bolt.
Või siis äikesel.
All of those things are patterns, order and math.
Kõik on vastavad mustritele, korrale ja matemaatikale.
And your mind loves that stuff.
Ja teie meeltele meeldib selline kraam.
But here's the question.
Aga nüüd on küsimus.
How do flowers reproduce?
Kuidas lilled paljunevad?
Don't be shy. Yeah, bees, pollination, right?
Ja, tolmlemine, mesilaste abil.
So when the flower is pollinated by the bee, right?
Kui
and the bee goes somewhere else.
Kui mesilane tolmeldab võisi ja läheb kuskile mujale.
That's how they reproduce.
Siis niimoodi nad paljunevad.
But here's the question.
Kui siin on küsimus.
What about the flower attracts the bee?
Mis on lilles sellist, mis tõmbab mesilast tema poole?
Because according to evolution, the characteristics of the flower should be for its survival. Does that make sense?
Sest evolutsiooni teooria järgi peaksid olema või omadused vastama sellele, et see taim jääks ellu.
But we just said that the flower has characteristics that attract you.
Aga me näeme, et lillel on omadusi, mis tõmbavad sind tema poole.
You don't pollinate the flower.
Sina ju ei tolmelda võisi.
At least not very effectively.
Mitte väga efektiivselt igal juhul.
So let's see what attracts the bees.
Vaatame, mis tõmbab mesilasi lillede poole.
They're actually attracted by two things only.
Neid tõmbab ainult kaks asi.
Did you know they don't even see the colors the way you see them?
Nad isegi ei näe värve nii, nagu meie näeme.
They don't need the colors at all. Did you know that?
Neil ei ole üldse värve vaja. Kas te teadsite seda?
They just need something to reflect the ultraviolet light. A light that you can't even see.
Neil on lihtsalt vaja, et midagi peegeldaks ultraviolet kiirgust, mida teie ei näe.
The second thing they need is a food source.
Teine asi, mida nad vajavad, on toiduallikas.
But did you know a bee will come to just a plain dish of sugar water?
Kas teadsite, et mesilne tuleb ka lihtsalt suhkrusiirupi järele?
It doesn't have to be this beautiful pattern.
Ei pea olema seda kaunist mustrit.
It can be square or circle or anything.
See võib olla ruut või ring või mis iganes.
As long as it reflects the ultraviolet light.
Nii kaua, kuni see peegeldab ultraviolet
kiirgust. And as long as it has a food source.
Ja on toiduallikas.
The bees can also smell the food source, but because of all the pollution, they don't find flowers that way anymore.
Nad võivad ka lõhna järgi üles leida, aga tänu saastatusele neil ei ole enam nii lihtne seda teha.
But if God truly created the flower for you,
aga kui Jumal lõi lilled sinu jaoks,
specifically human beings,
inimestele,
I think he could do better than that.
Siis ma usun, et ta võis teha midagi paremat.
In fact, there are things in you that are specific to just human beings.
Teis on midagi erilist, mis on just inimestel omased.
How many people have children?
Kui palju teil on lapsed?
Okay. Did you know there is one pattern that your baby will be drawn to more than any other pattern? Any other thing that you put in front of them to look at?
Kas te teadsite, et on üks muster, mis beebidele kõige rohkem meeldib?
Does anyone know what that is?
Kas keegi teab, mis see on?
Yes, it's a face.
See on nägu.
The pattern of two eyes, a nose and a mouth.
Kaks silma, nina ja suu.
And that pattern is hardwired into your brain from the very beginning.
Ja see muster on sinu aju sisse kirjutatud alates algusest.
To give you a little contrast, when a chicken is born and hatches,
vastandina sellele, et kui kanapoeg koorub.
And let's say it hatches and it sees you.
Ja näeb sind.
What do you become for the chicken?
Mis sa oled siis selle tibu jaoks?
The mother. Did you know that?
Sa oled ema.
That is called imprinting.
Seda nimetakse siis imprinting.
But we have hard wiring, meaning there's a pattern already there in our heads.
Meie ajus on raudvarasse juba selline
muster sisse
kirjutatud.
And it's in every child.
Ja see on kõigis lastes.
But for the chicken, what they see first becomes the mother.
Kanale see, mida ta esimesena näeb, saab tema emaks.
But that doesn't work for you.
Aga sinu jaoks ei tööta niimoodi.
You might see a box first.
Sa võid näha kõigepealt kasti.
Many children that are born prematurely can see just the NICU, the neonatal ICU, the box, the incubator.
Need lapsed, kes on enneaegselt sündinud, need näevad ainult seda inkubaatorit.
But they're still waiting to see the face.
Aga nad ikkagi otsivad nägu.
The box is not meaningful to them.
See kast ei ole nende jaoks tähendusrikas.
They have the pattern of a face in their mind.
Nende meeltes on näo muster.
So here's what I would say.
Nii et ma ütleksin niimoodi.
If God really wanted to say, I created the flowers for you,
kui Jumal tõesti tahaks öelda, et ma lõin lilled sinu jaoks,
couldn't he do what all children do when they draw a flower and just put a smiley face in the middle? Have a nice day. Right?
Siis ta oleks võinud ju teha nii, nagu lapsed teevad, kui nad lille joonestavad, panna sinna naeru nägu.
I mean, theoretically, could God do that? Yes or no?
Teoreetiliselt, kas Jumal saaks seda teha?
Sure. Sure. I mean, if he can create anything, he could create a flower with a face in the middle, right?
Kui ta suudab kõike luua, siis ta suudaks ka luua lilli, kus on nägu keskel.
And he did.
Ja ta tegi.
Is it Photoshop? How many people think that this flower with the monkey face in the middle is Photoshop?
Kui paljud inimesed arvavad, et see lill, kus on ahvi nägu keskel, on photoshopitud?
How many people think that this is just real? This actually exists and grows in the world.
Päriselt olemas ja kasvab niimoodi.
It's real.
See on päris lill.
You can look up monkey orchid if you want.
Te võite otsida ahvi orhideed.
It grows in South America at about 1,000 to 2,000 meters elevation.
Kasvab Lõuna-Ameerikas umbes 1000-2000 meetri kõrgusel.
And I can tell you, if I put this slide up with decent lighting,
ja ma võin teile öelda, et kui see slide oleks natuke paremas valguses,
and I even show it to children,
ja näiteks seda lastele,
they will all say, monkey face!
Siis nad ütleksid, et see on pärdiku nägu.
It is self-apparent.
See on iseenesestki paista.
But my question is, how does this help the flower's survival?
Aga mina küsin, et kuidas see aitab selle lille ellu jääda?
It does not.
See ei aita.
What else do your children start to draw when they're very young? The first things that they draw.
Mis on need asjad, mida lapsed hakkavad joonistama?
What do they like to draw first?
Mis on meil kõigepealt joonistada?
They try to draw you, right?
Püüavad sind joonistada.
And what does the picture of you look like generally in the beginning?
Ja milline algul sinu...
Yeah, it's kind of a scribble at first, right?
Kõigepealt on see lihtsalt mingi sodipodi.
But as it gets a little bit better, what does it start to look like?
Ja kui see on parem, milline see välja näeb?
Yeah, a head and a body, two arms, two legs, right?
No kriipsu juku.
Did you know that that pattern is also in you from the beginning?
Kas te teadsite, et see muster on ka teie sees algusest peale?
Even if you were raised by something different, like a robot, you still have the pattern of what we call the hominid figure, the head, the torso, two arms, two legs.
Isegi kui te oleksite üles kasvatatud näiteks roboti poolt, te
oleks ikkagi sees. That's in you from the beginning.
Algusest peale see muster.
And it's also in nature from the beginning.
Ja see on ka looduses algusest peale.
And in case you're wondering if there's other types, yes, there are.
Siis on teisi pilte, on küll.
And they look like a human being.
Nad näevad välja nagu inimesed.
But they're plants.
Aga nad on taimed.
They're flowers.
Lilled.
How does that help the plant?
Kuidas see aitab seda lille?
It does not.
Mitte kuidagi.
And just if you're wondering, well, is God chauvinist? Is he all just about men?
Ja kui sa mõtled, et
no, there's women too.
Kas te on mehe, jälle naised ka?
They wear dresses. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Kleite, vähemasti mulle tundub nii.
My question is, though,
minu küsimus on siiski,
why?
Miks?
How does that help the flower or the plant?
Kuidas see aitab taime?
And if you think that's crazy,
ja kui tarvate, et see on hullumeelne,
what does that look like to you?
Mida see teile meenutab?
It looks like a baby in a crib.
See on nagu laps hällis.
But it's a plant.
Aga see on taim.
What does that look like to you?
Mida see teile meenutab?
Yeah, it looks like a pair of lips.
Nagu huuled.
Did you know there's no nectar there? It's not even a flower.
Kas te teate, et sellele mingit nektarit, see pole isegi lill?
It's just a frond. It's just a part of the plant.
See on lihtsalt osa taimest.
But it's shaped really funny.
Aga see on väga naljaka kujuga.
Is that just random?
Kas see on juhuslik?
How does that help the plant? What do you think?
Kuidas see aitab taime, mis te arvad?
It does not.
Mitte kuidagi.
So you can't see that one. Okay. Next. What does that look like?
Kuidas see välja näeb?
Yeah, it looks like a quail.
Nagu lind.
What does that look like?
Aga see?
Looks like a duck. It's actually a mallard duck, specific species of duck.
Nagu part.
If you look closely at that, what do you see?
Kui te vaatad lähemalt, mida te näete?
What do you see? Ah, you see a bird, don't you?
Veel ühte lindu.
You know, that's just an orchid that you can get at any supermarket.
See on orhidee, mida võib leida mis iganes poest.
It's not rare at all.
See ei ole üldse haruldane.
And just so you know that it's not an optical illusion, there's other flowers that do the same thing.
Et te teaksite, see pole lihtsalt optiline illusioon, on ka teisi lilli, mis samasugused näevad välja.
If you were to guess, what does it look like this plant is doing? If it was actually doing something, what does it look like it's doing?
Kui te mõtlete, et mida see taim siis teeb, kuidas see teile välja paistab, mida see teeb?
Yeah, it's like a monk almost. It looks like something is praying, right?
See on nagu munk või keegi, kes palvetab.
And what happens when you pray?
Ja mis juhtub, kui me palvetame?
Well, God sends the Holy Spirit.
Siis Jumal seda püha vaimu.
If you go back one slide,
kui te lähete ühe slaidi võrra tagasi,
that's the bud stage.
See on siis punga seis.
And that's the blossom stage.
Ja see on siis õie faas.
Why?
Miks?
I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
See on päris hullumeelne.
Now, why in the world would the plant have that?
Miks on lillel seda vaja?
Who is the one who recognizes that?
Kes selle ära tunneb?
It's not the bee, by the way.
Mesilane see just ei ole.
But it's you, isn't it?
Aga see oled sina, kas pole?
Okay, how many people like art? Do you like art?
Kui palju teile meeldib kunst?
When you take your kids to the beach, what do they all make?
Kui te viite lapsed randa,
sure,
mida nad teevad.
They all make sandcastles, right?
Teevad liiva losse.
Okay, you definitely can't see that, okay? But I'll try to show it to you in just a second.
Siin teist midagi ei näe, aga ma püüan teile midagi näidata.
So let's get the video loaded. Get the video ready. So this is a pattern in the sand, and it looks like several concentric circles.
See on muster.
Go back. Turn it off. Yeah, there you go.
Muster
so it
viivas,
looks like several concentric circles.
Mis paistab nagu üksteise sees olevad ringid.
But this pattern in the sand is only found one place.
aga sellist mustrit liivas leiab ainult ühes kohas.
And for many years they never knew who the artist was.
Ja paljudel aastatel nad ei teanud, kes see kunstnik
on. Until the late 70s, early 80s they found the artist.
Aga 70-ndate lõpus 80-ndate alguses nad leidsid kunstniku.
And the artist is
Ja kunstnik on
a fish.
Kala.
So let's play the video.
Vaatame videot.
This is a puffer fish. And he's about 15 centimeters long.
Ta on umbes 15 centimeter pikkune.
And he creates the most complicated structure in the entire world.
Ja tema teeb maailma kõige keerulisemaid struktuure.
Even though he's not the smartest thing in the animal kingdom.
Isegi kui ta ei ole loomariigi kõige targem tegelane.
Primates, very smart.
Ahvid on väga targad.
Did you know that Coco the gorilla had a vocabulary of about 500 words?
Olete kuulnud, et gorilla Kokol oli umbes 500 sõnaline sõnavara.
Extremely smart.
Väga tark.
Did you know that ravens can figure out puzzles?
Kas te teate, et kaarnad võivad mõistatusi lahendada?
Some birds are highly intelligent.
Mõned linnud on väga intelligentsed.
Even in the ocean, the pufferfish is not that smart.
See kala ei ole kõige targem kala.
Whales are much smarter.
Vaalad on väga palju
targemad. Dolphins are much smarter.
Delfiinid on palju targemad.
Did you know an octopus has the problem-solving ability of a 5-year-old child?
Kas te teate, et kaheksa jalg on sama tark kui 5-aastane laps mõistatuste lahendamiseks?
If you take a crab, put it in a jar, screw the lid on, throw the jar to the octopus.
Kui te panete krabi mingisuguse purki, panete kaane peale ja viskate kaheksa jalale.
Will figure out how to unscrew the jar and get at the crab.
Siis kaheksa jalg mõtleb välja, kuidas kaan pealt ära keerata ja see krabi saab kätte saada.
But the pufferfish is not that smart.
Aga see kala ei ole nii tark.
But let's see what he creates. Let's
Aga
play the video.
Mida nad teevad.
And the text will appear on the screen. You can just read it when the text appears. Whoops, go back. Just exit out of the presentation and play the video I put on the thumb drive. Let's see if the sound will work then. So you'll see text in English and you can just translate that to Estonian okay. When you see it. Top left. Go to the top left. Top left, it says who is God video. Go to the top left, that little blue thing, double click. There you go. Let's see if the sound will play. Let's go back to the beginning of the video. Okay, make it full screen, please. There you go. Let's go back to the beginning. There we go. All right.
Kahjuks see väike Jaapani kala ei ole väga tark. Ta peaaegu üle näha. Aga selle kompenseerimiseks on ta tõenäoliselt looduse kõige suurim kunstnik. Selleks, et naisterahva tähelepanu leida, joonistab seda siis selliseid mustreid.
Do we have sound? No?
Tema ainsateks tööandjateks on tema uimed. Ja tema peas on matemaatilisuse täiuslikkuse plaan. Ta künnab liiva kuni kõige väiksemate osadeni. Ja need teokarbid ei ole lihtsalt prügi, mida ta ära võtab. Ta kasutab neid, et neid ääri kaunistada.
So the structure is about 2 meters in diameter.
See, mis ta teeb, on umbes 2 meetrise läbimõõduga. ta ei saa kuidagi puhata sellepärast, et veevool võib iga hetke tema asja minema pühkida.
So the structure is about 2 meters in diameter.
See on umbes 2 meetrise läbilõmõõduga.
But he's only 15 centimeters.
Aga ta on umbes 15 sentimeetri pikkune.
But what's very interesting is that when you look at his eye,
väga huvitav, kui vaatate tema silma.
His eye is kind of like when you look in the peephole in your door, it's a wide angle lens.
Tema silm on nagu selline lainurk lääts.
Being this small, he cannot see the structure that's up close. See, there he is, right? And the structure is so large, he can't even appreciate the circular
aga
shape.
Aga kui ta on nii väike, siis ta ei suuda seda, kogu seda struktuuri näha.
Now, of course, this is narrated by the BBC, David Attenborough. And what do you think David Attenborough believes?
Muidugi räägib seda BBC poolt David Attenborough ja te teate, mida David Attenborough usub.
Sure. He believes in evolution, right?
Tema usub evolutsiooni.
And you can tell in his description of this video.
Ja selles video kirjelduses te võite näha seda.
Did you catch why he says that the structure is created? Did you see his reason?
Miks ta seda teeb?
What did he say? Yeah, to attract a female. But here's what Attenborough did not tell you. That pufferfish live in all oceans of the world. But only this pufferfish creates that structure in one place.
Now,
don't the pufferfish in the Indian Ocean, don't they need to attract a female too? Sure they do.
Kas teised sama tüüpi kalad ei taha naiste rahva tiigi meelitada?
But they don't tell you that. Also, they say that the structure is to protect the eggs from washing away.
Öeldakse ka, et see struktuur kaitseb kalamarja.
Because after the pufferfish mate, the female lays the eggs in the structure.
Sest pärast, kui nad paaritavad, siis emane laseb oma marja välja sinna sellesse struktuuri.
But they don't tell you this.
Aga nad ei räägi seda.
That the female lays the eggs in the very center of the structure.
Emane laseb marja välja sinna keskpunkti.
That's the worst place to lay it.
See on kõige hullem koht, kuhu panna.
You should put it, go back just a couple seconds in the video. Go back just a couple seconds in the video. See right here, if you go back, the outside has the deepest furrows in it.
See välimine serv, seal on kõige sügavamad kaevikud.
But the puffer doesn't lay it there.
Aga emane kala ei...
And again, if the purpose is to protect the eggs, why do you have to create the most complex structure in the entire world to protect your eggs? Can't you just dig one deep furrow and then lay them in there?
Ja kui eesmärk on lihtsalt marja kaitsta, siis milleks selline keerukas süsteem välja ehitada?
But what's very interesting is where this fish creates the structure.
Väga huvitav koht, kus naine selle...
Because again, we're told that the plants, the animals, the fish, the birds are going to tell us what? What are they all going to tell us? According to the Bible.
Loomad ja kalad ja linnud on loodud kelle jaoks?
Kes? Es? Jumal. Right? They're going to tell us who the creator is, right?
Nad räägivad meile, kes on looja.
And who the creator is not just identifying who it is, but telling you what they are like.
Sorry.
Saying who the creator is not just identifying who, but telling you what they are like.
Rääkida sellest, kes on looja, ei räägi täpselt, kes ta on, aga räägib sellest, milline ta on.
Does anyone know what country in the world is the most atheist?
Kas keegi teab, milline... Atheist?
Atheist, yes.
Yeah. Milline kultuur kogu maailmas on kõige ateistlikum?
Meaning the highest percentage of their population has no belief whatsoever in any supreme being. like atheists, do not believe in God.
Kus on kõige suurem hulk elanike, kes ei usu mitte midagi.
Hmm? No, not Norway.
Ei ole Norra.
North Korea, actually there's a lot of Christians in North Korea.
Põhja-Koreas on tegelikult päris palju kristlasi.
But they're underground. Japan is the right answer.
Jaapan on õige vastus.
Japan has the highest percentage of atheists.
Jaapanis on kõige kõrgem ateistide protsent.
Not the highest number of atheists. That's another country.
Mitte kõige suurem ateistide arv.
Not Norway. But the highest percentage of atheists is in Japan.
Kõige suurem protsent ateiste on siis Jaapanis.
And the only place in the entire world that the pufferfish makes the most complex structure in nature is around Japan.
Ja ainus koht, kus see kala teeb sellise struktuure on Jaapanis.
And you can actually find the structure because it's only about 50 to 100 meters off the shore.
Ja seda on lihtne näha, sest see on ainult 15-20 meetrit kallast eemal.
You could actually get to it without artificial equipment.
Sinna võib jõuda ilma kalastusvarustust omamata.
My question is,
minu küsimus on,
why?
Miks?
You know, it's interesting, if God was like you and I,
küsimus on selles, et kui Jumal oleks nii nagu sina ja mina,
he would send the pufferfish to Israel.
Siis ta saadaks selle kala Iisraeli.
And surround his people with the coolest thing, right?
Et tema rahvas oleks ümmeritsetud kõige lahedamate asjadega.
But you see, God's not like you and I.
Aga Jumal ei ole nii nagu sina ja mina.
In fact, I'll tell you what you and I are like.
Ma räägin teile.
95% of your time, your money, and your resources are spent on yourself, your family, or your friends.
95% meie ajast ja meie resurssidest me kasutame ise enda, oma pere või sõprade jaoks.
Is that true or false?
Kas see on tõde või vale?
It's true.
See on tõsi.
You spend your time, your resources, on your money on people or things that will give back to you.
Sa kasutad oma aega, oma resursse, raha inimeste jaoks, kes sulle tagasi toovad.
You get something out of the exchange. Does that make sense?
Sa saad midagi vastutasuks. Kas see on loogiline?
But God is different.
Aga Jumal on teistmoodi.
He sends his power, his resources, and his wonders to the ones who need him most.
Tema saadab oma väe ja oma vahendid sinna, kus kõige rohkem neid vajatakse.
That is God.
See on Jumal.
Kes es Jumal. Let's go to the back to the presentation.
Läheme tagasi esitluse juurde.
This is our text in Job.
See on tekst Iobi raamatus.
So when you look at,
kui te seda vaatate,
wait, go back. When you look at animals, plants, birds, fish, what do they all have in common?
Kui te vaatate loomi või linde või kalo, mis on neil kõige lühist?
They're all living creatures. This is DNA, by the way.
Nad on kõik elus olendid.
They all are alive.
Nad on kõik elavad.
Does anyone know who discovered DNA?
Kas keegi teab, kes avastas DNA?
Two scientists.
Kaks teadlast.
Dr. Robert Watson and Dr. Francis Crick.
Dr. Robert Watson ja Dr. Francis Crick.
And what did they believe prior to their discovery?
Mida nad uskusid enne oma avastust?
Did they have a belief system?
Kas neil oli uskumise süsteem?
What do you think it was?
Mis te arvate, mis see oli?
How do they believe everything came to be?
Kuidas nad uskusid, et kõik sai alguse?
What's your guess? Yeah, sure, they were evolutionists.
Nad olid evolutsionistid.
They believed that the Big Bang created everything.
Nad uskusid, et suur pauk lõi kõik.
Now, after they discovered DNA, did that change their belief system? Yes or no? What do you think?
Peale seda, kui nad avastasid DNA, kas see muutis nende uskumust?
It did. It did.
See muutis.
They rejected the Big Bang after that. Did you know that?
Peale seda nad ütlesid lahti suurest paugust.
So what do you think they believed instead?
Mida nad siis uskusid?
What do you think?
In God.
He thinks they believed in God.
Usub, et arvad, et
now that would be logical, right?
See oleks loogiline.
But they don't believe that.
Aga nad ei usu seda.
They believe that aliens came to Earth and started life on Earth.
Nad usuvad, et tulnukad tulid ja alustasid elu siin maa peal.
I'm not kidding. You can look it up.
Ma ei tee nalja, te võite seda ise otsida.
They believe in something called polyspermia, which means many seeds of life throughout the universe.
Nad usuvad midagi, mida nimetakse polyspermiaks, ehk universumis on erinevad
eluseemned. And the reason why Watson and Crick rejected the Big Bang is because the DNA has too much order.
Miks nad selle teoria tagasi lükkasid, on see, et DNA-s on liiga palju korda.
Francis Crick, in his autobiography, it's called The Book of Life. He puts it this way.
Francis Crick on autobiograafias, mille nimi on siis eluraamat.
When I saw the double helical structure of DNA,
kui ma nägin DNA kaksisheliksi struktuuri,
I saw pattern.
Ma nägin seal mustrit.
I saw order.
Nägin korda.
I saw language.
Ma nägin keelt.
The language of life.
Elu keelt.
Because the same genetic sequence of amino acids in you will create the same protein in a plant, in an animal, anywhere.
Sest sama järjestus tekitab samu aminoappeid nii sinus kui ka taimedes kui ka loomades.
He saw the common language of life.
Ta nägi elu ühist keelt.
And he could no longer believe that everything came out of nothing.
Ja ta ei suutnud enam uskuda, et kõik tuli ei millestki.
But instead of acknowledging the logical conclusion,
aga selle asemel, et loogiliselt jõuda järeldusele,
that order, pattern and beauty would come from intelligence,
et kord ja ilu ja intelligentsusest, Jumalalt,
he chose that intelligence to be aliens.
Ta otsustas, et see intelligents on tulnukad.
There's only one problem with that theory, though.
Selle teoorele on ainult üks probleem.
Who created the aliens?
Kes lõi tulnukad?
I mean, that's logical, isn't it?
See on loogiline küsimus.
And now you're back stuck where we were before.
Ja nüüd sa oled tagasi seal, kus me olime alguses.
I want to make an appeal to every one of you.
Ma tahan teile kõigile teha ühe üleskutse.
Even though sin has warped and perverted God's glorious creation,
isegi kuigi patt on Jumala aulist loomingut ära rikkunud,
the handwriting still remains.
On tema käekiri endiselt seal olemas.
Let's read. Go ahead and read that, Thomas.
Kuigi patt on rikkunud Jumala täiusliku töö, paistab selles siiski veel läbi Jumala käekiri. Veel praegugi kuulutab kogu loodus tema ülevat au. Ainult isekas inimsüda elab enesele.
There is only one thing in all of creation that lives for itself.
Üks asi kogu loodus, mis elab end iseendale.
And that is you and I.
Ja see oled sina ja mina.
In all of creation, every plant, every animal, every form of life ministers to some other form of life.
Kogu loodus, iga loom või taim teenib kedagi teist.
One of the reasons I became an emergency physician.
Üks põhjus, miks ma sain kiirabi kirurgiks,
is because I don't ask people what insurance they have, whether they can pay for it or not, or whether they are worthy or not.
Ma ei pea küsima inimestelt, kas neil on kindlustus olemas või kas nad on väärt.
When I have a big group of patients come to the hospital,
kui suur rühm patsiente tulevad haiglasse,
do you know how I decide who gets more of my time, effort and resources? Do you know how I decide that?
Kuidas ma otsustan, kes väärib rohkem minu tähelepanu, minu pingutust? Kuidas ma seda otsustan?
How do you think I decide that?
Mis te arvate, kuidas ma seda otsustan?
Is it who came first?
Kas see, et kes tuli esimesena?
Is it who's younger? Is that how I decide?
Kes on noorem?
Do I go take care of the cute patient in room 3 first?
kõige ilusam patsient?
No. Who's what? Who is the worst?
Kes on kõige hullemas olukorras?
Who needs my help first?
Kes vajab minu abi kõigepealt?
Who is the most injured?
Kel on kõige rohkem vigastusi?
It's a very simple way of deciding.
See on väga lihtne viis, kuidas otsustada.
And God decides who gets the majority of his resources by deciding who needs him the most.
Ja Jumal otsustab selle järgi, kes vajab kõige rohkem tema ressursse.
Of all of his creation,
kogu tema loodust,
they still live in harmony with his law.
Paljud elavad veel kooskõlas tema seadusega.
Except for one creature.
Välja arvatud üks.
It's you and I.
Meie.
We are the only thing in creation that has turned away from our great design.
Me oleme ainsad, kes on pööranud selja sellele suurele disainile.
You help me, and I'll help you.
Mina aitan sind.
You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
Sina sügad minu selga, mina sügan sinu oma.
That's how humanity works.
See on nii, kuidas inimesed töötavad.
But that was never our design.
Aga see pole olnud meie disain.
Our design was to be like God.
Meie disain on olla nii nagu Jumal.
To serve those who need us most.
Teenida neid, kes vajavad seda kõige rohkem.
To give is to live.
Anda tähendab elada.
All of creation tells you that.
Kogu loodu räägib sellest.
All of creation tells you the purpose of their life.
Kogu loodu räägib elu mõttest.
All of creation tells you that God made this world for you and I.
Kogu loodu räägib, et Jumal tegi selle maailma meie jaoks.
But he created it for you so that you could understand who he was.
Aga ta lõi seda selleks, et sa võiksid mõista, kes tema on.
A God not just of love.
Jumal ei ole ainult armastus.
But a God of self-sacrificing love.
Vaid ennast ohverdav armastus.
A love that reaches first to the ones who need him most.
Armastus, mis on suunatud nendeni, kes seda kõige rohkem vajavad.
That is who is God.
See on, kes on Jumal.
Now, the evidence is before you.
Tõendusmaterjal on teie ees.
You can look at that evidence.
Te võite seda vaadata.
And you can decide, like Watson and Crick, that aliens created life.
Ja võite otsustada nii, nagu tegid Watson ja Crick, et tulnukad tõid elu.
That is your choice.
See on sinu valik.
In fact, I showed the monkey orchid to a group of atheists in Sweden. Did you know that?
Ma näitasin kord seda ahviorhideed ateismide grupile.
And what they said to me was the following.
Ja need, mis nemad mulle ütlesid, oli.
That doesn't prove God at all.
See ei tõesta üldse Jumalat.
And I said, really?
Ma küsisin, kas tõesti?
What do you see when you look at the flower?
Mida sa näed, kui sa vaatad seda lille?
And they said, oh, it's only our Western belief system that causes us to see a face there.
See on ainult lääne ususüsteem, mis paneb meid seal nägu nägema.
And I said, really?
Ma küsisin, kas tõesti?
And she said, yes.
Ta ütles, jah.
Somebody from China or South America, they might look at that and they might not see a face.
Kui vaatad inimest Hiinast või Lõuna-Ameerikast, nemad ei näeks seal nägu.
And in my mind, I thought, are you smoking crack, ma'am?
Mina mõtlesin, et kas sa suitsetad narkootikuma.
But I didn't say that, thankfully.
Aga ma ei öelnud seda.
And I asked her, can you tell me what they might see, if not a face?
Ja ma küsisin, et mida nad siis näeksid, kui nad ei näeks nägu.
Well, I don't know.
Ma ei tea.
They might see anything.
Mida iganes.
And in my mind I was saying, last time I checked, people in China also have two eyes, a nose and a mouth.
Ja mina mõtlesin, et viimane kord, kui mina järele vaatasin, siis Hiinastel on ka kaks silma ja nina ja suu.
Which is what makes a face.
Mis teeb näo.
But the evidence is not enough.
Tõenditest ei piisa.
I can show you hours and hours and hours of more evidence.
Ma võin tundide kaupa nendest asjadest rääkida.
But evidence will not change your heart.
Aga tõendid ei muuda südant.
The only thing that can change your heart.
Ainus, mis võib muuta südant.
Is the one who created your heart. And that is God.
On looja, ja see on Jumal.
I have chosen in my life to dedicate my time, my talents, and my money to people who need it the most.
Mina olen otsustanud oma elus pühendada oma aja, oma raha ja võimalust inimestele, kes seda kõige rohkem vajavad.
Yes, of course I take care of my family.
Loomulikult ma hoolitsen ka oma pere eest.
I take care of my grandmother, my mother. I'm not married, I don't have any kids yet, but I take care of my relatives, of course.
Ma ei ole veel abielus, aga ma hoolitsen oma sugulastest, vana ema eest, ema eest.
But who needs me the most?
Aga kes vajavad seda kõige rohkem?
That is the question.
See on küsimus.
And I appeal to you.
Ja minu üleskutse teile on.
I challenge you today.
Väljakutse teile.
To look at the way you spend your time, your money and your talents.
Vaadake, kuidas te kasutate oma raha, oma aega, oma talente.
And ask yourself.
Ja küsige endalt.
What am I doing?
Mida ma teen?
And I would appeal to you.
Ja ma esitan teile väljakutse.
To come back into harmony with all of creation.
Tulla tagasi loodusega harmooniasse.
To live your life to serve others.
Elada selleks, et teisi teenida.
Not just the ones that will be nice to you back.
Mitte ainult neid, kes on teie vastu sõbralikud.
But those who need you the most.
Vaid neid, kes seda vajavad kõige rohkem.
Merle goes to Ethiopia.
Merle läheb Etioopiasse.
Because there are many people there who need her talents and her time and her efforts.
Sest seal on palju inimesi, kes vajavad tema aega ja tema talente.
And even though she has many challenges in her life,
isegi vaatamata selle, et elus on palju väljakutseid,
that gives her purpose and meaning.
See annab eesmärgi ja tähenduse.
She has found the purpose of her creation.
Ta on leinud oma loomise eesmärgi.
But have you?
Aga teie?
Have I?
Kas mina?
I pray that if you would like to say to God today,
ma palvetan, et kui te tahaksite Jumalale täna öelda,
I want to come back to the original purpose of my creation.
Ma tahan tulla tagasi loomise esmase mõtte juurde.
I want to spend my time, my talents and my money on people who need me the most.
Ma tahan kasutada oma aega, oma raha, oma talente nende jaoks, kes seda kõige rohkem vajavad.
If you would like to ask God to do that today,
kui tahaksid Jumala käest seda täna paluda,
I pray that you would stand with me now as we
siis,
pray.
Palun tõuske üles koos minuga, kui me palvetame.
Loving Father in heaven,
armastav Isa taevas,
thank you that we can see who you are in nature.
Aitäh, et me võime näha, kes sina oled looduses.
That there is evidence for the God of the Bible.
Et Piibli Jumala kohta on olemas tõendid.
But more importantly, we can see that you care about us.
Aga veelgi enam, me näeme seda, et sina hoolid meist.
You create this world not just for our survival.
Sina lõid selle maailma mitte ainult selleks, et me võiksime siin ellu jääda.
But to make us smile, to make us see beauty and happiness.
Vaid et panda meid naeratama, et me võiksime näha ilu ja rõõmu.
And more than that, you create this world to save us.
Ja veelgi enam, sa lõid selle maailma selleks, et meid päästa.
To point us to you.
Et meid sinu juurde suunata.
Like the Ninevites many years ago.
Nii nagu Niinevi inimesed palju aastat tagasi.
Had turned away from you.
Olid sinust eemale pöördunud.
So you sent them Jonah and you sent them a fish.
Ja sa saatsid Joona ja kala.
You knew that the Japanese would turn away from you like more than any of your other children.
Sa teadsid, et jaapanlased pöörduvad sinust eemale rohkem kui keegi teine rahvus.
And so, like Jonah, you sent them a fish.
Ja nii nagu Joonale, sa saatsid neile kala.
Lord, you see who is standing right now.
Issand, sa näed, kes seisavad täna.
And I ask that you would do for each one of us what we cannot do for ourselves.
Ja ma palun, et sa teeksid meie jaoks, mida meie ei suuda ise teha.
Help us to come back to the purpose of our creation.
Aita meil tulla tagasi loomise eesmärgi juurde.
Of serving others.
Teiste teenimise juurde.
And serving you.
Ja sinu teenimise juurde.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.